Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Monday. And every Monday, the Jordan Mailata Show, live from Chickies at 6 with me, Elliot, and Jordan. And the Players Lounge follows that with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest in the Players Lounge is Landon Dickerson.
Like talking to Big Dog.
Yeah, dude, he's a good talker, yeah, Landon is. Dickerson. Yeah. I think our offensive linemen in general.
They got the best interviews on the team.
Jordan's awesome.
Yep.
Cam Jurgens is awesome. Dickerson is awesome.
Lane, whenever you want to talk to him.
Lane's great. Really good, too. Yep. Yeah. I have not heard Tyler Steen very often.
Nope, I'm sure he's got a big personality.
I don't think so.
No? I don't think so either. Okay. I think he's pretty quiet.
Yes.
So, Jack, the Eagles have signed a wide receiver.
Yeah, they claimed Xavier Gibson off waivers from the Giants. So, I think Darius Cooper got hurt.
Yes, shoulder injury, I believe.
And maybe he can catch the ball on kickoffs.
Oh, he was with the Giants?
Yeah, he was a Jet.
Right, that's what I remember him from.
He was the guy that had the kickoff return in Rodgers' first game when he popped his Achilles.
Ah, okay. I know I remember the name. Okay, just Jets, yeah.
But maybe he helps on returns.
Spells Gibson with a P?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hold on. Gibson with a P?
I think so.
Is it Gibson?
Might be.
Oh.
It's a Pam situation.
Pam.
Huh?
There it is. Xavier Gibson.
Gibson. Yeah, Gibson. So it's not Gibson.
Yeah.
But it sounds the same.
It's like Rob Thompson.
Yes, there's no P there.
Yeah.
Pause. Okay, that's not a pause thing.
Well, there's no P there.
Well.
Looking for P.
All right.
Pause.
All right, 215-592-9494. Sean and
what
oh, my
hell?
Goodness.
Hold on. No, that's not buzz. Hold on.
Yo.
Sean, what up?
I'm here.
Oh, you had us on speakerphone. That's what was happening.
Oh, yeah, because I was going whole for a while.
All right. I love it. Right.
Stop bitching.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
I was listening, though. All right. Great show so far.
Thank
you,
Sean.
Oh, man, listen, great season so far, man. I
love you for a while.
They
attack.
It's okay.
No, I'm just saying, these two, they will attack you as soon as you say that.
You weren't complaining, though. You were being cool.
I wasn't, though, because I was listening to Donovan. It was nice to hear him talk. I do have to disagree with one thing he said at the end.
Oh, you can't do that.
I
have
many disagreements.
You put him on some kind of list. I don't know what that list is about. But anyway, I think the Eagles is going well, and it was just a matter of time before Jalen Hurts, you know, just had to say something in order for them to straitjacket off. And I think what they could do better, showing in the second half, they need to try to get Saquon some more screen passes. If they can't get him to break one from off the line of scrimmage, maybe they can call a couple screen passes like Andy used to do back in the day that opened up a lot of field for him. That one that he dropped, he had nothing but daylight in front of him. So I think they could do more of that to, you know, up the offense a little bit. And as far as the defense goes,
well, real quick, Sean, I'll let you get to the defense. The other thing that would do from a Saquon perspective is get him the ball, hopefully, in space outside with a chance for him to beat somebody. You know, because he can beat one guy, beat two guys, but when it's all crowded up in the middle of the field, it makes it a lot more difficult on him. If you're able to get him on a screen pass or a swing pass out there and give him, you know, maybe on the run, you hit him running a little bit with a chance to beat somebody. I think it gives Saquon an opportunity to make plays without having to hand him the ball behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. That's why I think giving him the ball coming off the block. He hit a guy, and then he become open, tossing the ball at that moment, you know, and then letting him do his thing, you know. But, man, we did an awesome job, man. Davis and Carter, man. I still haven't forgave David, Carter for what he did to Dak, even though I hate Dallas, but, you know, one of those things you just don't do. But hopefully he can continue to play like he's been playing.
Then we had a moment yesterday. I still don't know what the hell actually happened there.
Taunting.
Is that what it was? Taunting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, yeah. Yeah, he was taunting.
The Jalen Carter one? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was pointing at the Rams. And by the way, they kept trying to – Jalen Carter must be so difficult to get to stop doing whatever he's doing, because there were a couple players trying to grab him and pull him
back
off of it,
and
he kept doing it. That was a clear one, I thought, from Jalen Carter.
Them two guys are on their way to becoming legends. They're going to be around for a long time if they stay healthy and strong and just continue to play their game. They got an awesome game like I've never seen before in my life, man.
Yeah.
But, I really appreciate you guys tapping me in. And I just look forward to more wins. And, you know, like, but to tap in what Donovan said, I think the top three quarterbacks right now, and he said nobody's really lighting it up like that, but we're about to face one that's been lighting it up. Mayfield and Baker, he's dangerous. So, and then you got, of course, Josh Allen and the guy over there, Lamar Jackson, them three right there, they lighting things up. So I don't know what Donovan's talking about when it comes to that. But I want to see Hurts light it up some more.
Because he can do it. He can do it.
But I think the conservative way to play, I think the coaching staff and the way they do things, the scheme of things, they want to play conservative until they need to be explosive. And yesterday we needed to be explosive, and they showed up. But furthermore, I think they all comfortable with, you know, working through the iron throughout the season and working through the wrinkles and getting things done however they get it done. And that was a great way to get it done yesterday.
It sure was.
Sure was. Starting off 3-0. I needed this win for my 13-4 prediction to sort of still hold weight. Right? Like, these are some of the tough wins that you have to get if you're trying to get to 13 wins. You're going to have to win some tough games.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not enough cupcakes on the schedule
to just
beat the easy teams.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those schedules.
So going to Kansas City and then coming back and playing the Rams, and now you got to go to Tampa. Tampa's another one. Now, my preseason prediction, this was my first loss.
The Tampa game.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was my first one. Now, you already know come Friday what I'm predicting.
Yeah,
come
that's
Friday.
A win.
But I'm just saying, preseason-wise, this was the first one I had on the schedule for us.
They're going to win on Sunday.
Yes.
They're going to win on Sunday.
You think?
Yeah. I got a great feel for this team. I had a great feel last year when I said they're going to go on a run.
Here he goes.
And you guys, it's because, you know.
Because you don't want them to win.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Like, I know when things are going to turn.
Yeah.
26-14, I knew that game was over. Like, of course. That's why I put it plus 400 if anyone bet it live. I mean, come on. You got to have a feel. This team has heard for too long that they can't win in Tampa.
About going to Tampa.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why they're going a day early, too.
And that's why they're going a day early.
This should be one that they have circled, by the way.
We've 100%.
We've heard that the Rams had us circled. We should have them circled. And by the way, and he brought that up, there are plenty of quarterbacks lighting it up right now, Donovan. It's not – the Daniel Jones is lighting it up. It's
another win?
Shockingly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of us predicted a revival. Yeah, I got to yell that, you know.
Some of us.
That New York bias.
Well,
yeah, another New Yorker. Your Mets might miss the playoffs.
They're not my Mets. Shut up. 215.
Let my Reds sneak in.
Listen, Reds, Dodgers. Come on, man.
I love Reds.
Yeah.
I love the Reds to take down the Dodgers.
Yes.
They don't have enough.
Then we get to go to Cincinnati. I would love to go to Cincinnati.
Fred Skyline Chili on me.
Oh, yeah. You know it. 215-592-9494. You know, you felt real good after the game yesterday. Maybe you felt good enough for a little bit of love.
Maybe you gave her a little wink.
Yeah, you get a little wink after the block.
Don't block this.
You pop in that blue chew chewable. You're like, yeah, buddy.
You went 18 miles an hour right to the bedroom.
There you go. Your first month with Blue Chew is free. Jack is paying for it.
Again?
Yes. At checkout. You, by the way, we're not kidding about that.
Yes.
It is free. And Jack is paying for it. At checkout, use code 94 at BlueChew.com. Your first month is free. Blue Chew is going to send you chewables that have the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. And you don't have to go to a doctor to get it. No. They don't want you having to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment. They don't want any of that annoying, awkward conversations. No. It all happens at BlueChew.com. Also, they're not going to make you get in line at the pharmacy to go pick up those chewables.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ship it to you in a discreet,
hard
package.
Wow, you gave that a lot of oomph right there.
I'm trying to keep up with you, too.
Yeah. We all got a job to do.
Yeah. And once once your first free month is over, it's going to be cheaper than all the other products because it's made and shipped here right in the USA.
No tariffs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So just go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been waiting for this call all day long. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I know y'all been waiting for me. I made y'all wait like Jalen did. Hey, when in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. Hey, Philadelphia! When in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. There's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. Listen, everybody, also, you know, when I'm not here, you got people that want to fill in, be me, real quick from Columbus. That's cute. And I had a golf outing today. I had the whole city of Columbus listening to WIP. That's my range. That's my range. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a little cute, you know, show web that's hot to pop off. But that's okay. I'll bat in the eighth hole, ninth hole, and get the show popping before the top five. Hey, man. Hey, man. Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Hey, man. I appreciate y'all. We finally found out we got two top receivers, y'all. And you already know, man, the quarterback, like I said, when in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. Hey, all I know is I don't want to hear no more the debate about no top five, top 10, top 20. I don't want to hear it. How many quarterbacks bringing you back down 26-7 after a fumble? Now, don't get me wrong. The first half was on him. He ain't been great. The first, you know, the coaching was terrible. But like I said, I was nervous. I thought it was over. I was like, hey, man, I'm not going to show tomorrow, figure out how to defend this. But then I'm sitting back here watching. I'm like, there's no fear
when Jalen Hurts is here, baby. He put on the cape. He said, watch me do me. You know, y'all just do you. Rams, I don't want to hear from y'all no more. Ram chops, we put y'all on the grill last night. Whole family was eating ram chops. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to hear from y'all. Chiefs, we don't want to hear from y'all no more. Tampa Bay, y'all got our number, but y'all up next. You know what I'm saying? We going to figure it out because we back now. A.J. Brown, Saquon and the crew, we back. Oh, my goodness. KP, listen, baby. Whatever you did in the second half, whatever y'all was calling, just keep calling that. I don't need no more high back dives. Also, on the negative front, listen, Stoutland University, you got downgraded to Stoutland Community College because you stole yesterday putting Matt Pryor in the game in the first half. After I seen that upgrade that Fred Johnson brought, I got to downgrade you to community college. You can get it back. As of right now, it's Stoutland Community College until we see more development and smarter decisions. But y'all already know, go Bears, baby! Tampa, y'all next. Foot on Sunday, y'all next. All right,
big dog.
My favorite thing of the Corey call was that he is sitting watching the game, watching the Eagles get laced,
yeah,
and he's thinking about how he's going to defend Jalen.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. We all were.
We all have to do it. Well, not in the first half. I'm talking about the second half.
Yeah.
We all were like, how the hell do I talk about this tomorrow? Somebody's getting fried.
By the way, can somebody have a conversation with Corey about what is going on with his phone that his cheek hits the button and we get beeps every time he's calling?
That's the charm.
Does it?
No.
Okay.
Well, and what type of phone does he have? It's not supposed to, right?
No.
We don't have those phones anymore where you can actually push the buttons.
No, when the phone is on, it's supposed to block that.
Yes.
We got to find out what that setting is and get Corey to change that setting. Because he's cooking sometimes and you're beep. Like,
that's kind of funny.
No.
It's distracting.
Yeah, Caleb in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all?
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, man, what's a victory money without some Ike juice, man?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz, real quick on the trigger. Wow.
Hey, man, one thing before I get started, I just wanted to say, I want to talk about the play calling and, you know, my opinion on it, but we can't sit here and honestly say that we believe that Nick Sirianni was going to get up there and say anything other than what he said when that question was asked about if Kevin Petula had a hand in there. He's not going to undermine his guy at all.
Nope.
Because that would backfire on him. So I felt like Elliott should have asked a different question, more so of something like how much of the play calling is in Jalen's hands when they're in a 2-minute offense. Something like that where you can get a, you know, we're not going to get much from Nick, but you got to get tricky with him. You know what I mean? We want to see trick plays. We got to get trick questions to get certain answers out of him. But I want to say this. We all heard this saying before, drunk mind speaks a sober soul. I believe the same thing is true when you're dealing with emotions. At the end of the game, all I really cared about was the interviews. Jalen Hurts, what he said, it echoed the same thing that A.J. Brown said at two different times as far as just the conservativeness. And
yep.
I feel like A.J. Brown's been saying the same thing for three games, but now that Jalen Hurts has played a great game and he's still singing the same song, it's got us questioning Ike, you more so. Who was he directing it to? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we don't know what Hurts said to Petula, but we know something was said, and we know a change was made. Now, this is my take on why they're conservative. I don't think it's more so about Hurts just turning the ball over. I think it has a lot to do with his health. When he's out there yesterday, I don't know what it is, the 2-minute offense, if it's Nick Sirianni's or they just went back to what they know. But one thing that stood out to me, too, everybody know, when we go empty backfield, everybody that's an Eagle fan, you know that it's quarterback draw is coming. And we've seen him running the ball the second half, and I feel like the Eagles just feel like they can't go into a lot of games relying on him to run the ball and, you know, risk him getting injured and him getting put out the game. I mean, their mindset could very much be, hey, we don't turn the ball over, Jalen Hurts finished the game, we got a high percentage of winning the game, because his record since he's been playing the game is, what, 19-1 or something like that? So
yeah,
they're probably looking at it a little different way. And, again, like, I'm not one of them Hurts realist where I think Hurt is exempt from all anything. I just want to put that out there, Spike, so you could take my call a little bit different.
Yeah, Spike.
Well, you're talking like somebody with Jalen derangement syndrome.
I'm joking more so, but
okay.
I don't think Hurt is exempt from anything. I think he does play a part in it, but I do also feel like the play calling was, you know, something to say. And I'll say this when I get before I get off. Last week, Tom Brady said something about the passing routes. they're not them not being on a different level. And this might sound crazy. Please don't chew me up. But I went back and looked at the 22 season and the 21 season when Hurts first got in there. And the big difference to me was Quez Watkins. And it's going to sound crazy, but he was just able to stretch the field and allow A.J. and Devontae to do what they needed to do in the middle of the field. I don't think that Dotson is stretching the field to the magnitude of which Quez Watkins was. Maybe he's not as fast, but Quez Watkins really made a difference in his offense as far as just stretching the field. Like, if you go back and look at Hurts' highlights, a lot of them passes he was throwing was up top to Quez Watkins, and he was, like, wide open. And I think that made a difference of our offense flowing as a passing offense versus it not.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think has made – when you look at that season compared to where they've been since then, and this includes last year when they had to change to basically a running team, it's Shane Steichen. It's a better play designer. The better play designer, better play caller.
He's showing it, by the way, in Indianapolis. With it. Now that – I was going to say no offense to Anthony Richardson, but offense to Anthony Richardson.
He has I need one more Ike juice out the door, man, since nobody else got it today with me. I need one more.
I love it. He's drinking that Ike juice.
Well, I mean, Steichen, I said this last year when Daniel Jones got cut, and I said they should consider bringing him in as a backup because he has a similar game to
you
Jalen.
You wanted him to bring him in here.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Well,
yeah.
As a backup because I think he's got a similar game to Jalen.
He's athletic.
When you look at when he succeeds, it is the same kind of numbers. It's a 24 pass attempts and six runs and things like that, and you see what Steichen is doing with Daniel Jones. That is not a star-studded offensive team,
Although they have, seems like Jonathan Taylor looks like he's been reborn.
He's back.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. But that's
what happens when you got a good quarterback and you move the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody feels reinvigorated.
Yeah. Well, everybody feel, and there's more space for everybody to work and all the. Yep. I really do hope we see a. I know Donovan said we should wait till week six or something. On Sunday. Go out there and try to score points. Well, throw the friggin' ball.
I will say this.
Yeah.
We're getting hit with a lot of blitzes. Sunday.
Zero blitzes, by the way.
Yeah, Todd Bowles. That's what he does. Yep. That's what he's done to Jalen. And until Jalen can show that they can move the ball with all that extra pressure, come on. I know he's done it against other teams, but we haven't done it against this team.
Yep.
Against Tampa. So you know that's what you're going to get first and foremost till you show that you can beat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. They have
the zero blitzes.
This is a big. This is a tough game on Sunday. It is a big game on Sunday. So there's just this extra. This was always going to be a big game.
I love it. Two 3-0 teams.
Oh, man.
Come on.
There's
man.
Just this extra storyline to it now. That there was already a good storyline with Tampa, but now just tuning in to see. What do they do on offense, right? Yeah. Do they go back to what they were doing, or do they?
No, we ain't going back.
I don't think they can.
No.
They at least have to try.
Yeah.
They have to try. 215-592-9494 coming up next. Jack's Game Balls in the top five at five.
Come on, man.
Number one.
Everyone's waiting.
That is coming up next. We're at Chickies in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.